Blog Talk Radio.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, we're going to call one more call. And please put your phone on mute. I have everything set up and that. I hope I didn't hang up on anyone. I may have hung up my phone. This is going to call me again and go ahead and get started. I may have inadvertently hung up on everybody. I did. I apologize. But let's see, where are we?
Allahu Akbar.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. May Allah bless us, have mercy upon us. Come to our Juma. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. I hope I didn't hang up anybody. I hope we're still connected to the radio, and we do have some extra phone lines, so I know people are on the line that can hear us. So if we're not on the radio, at least inshallah we'll be able to record it and get some of the Juma out to everyone. This is December 1st, 2023, but on the Islamic calendar this is Jumada 17, 1445 in the Islamic calendar. And we always start our Juma off with the authentic greeting and authentic khutbah that Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, used. It's called khutbah al-hajah, and it starts as such: Alhamdulillahi نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يدلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And pardon me, another call came in. I was trying to catch it and merge them right quick. All praise to Allah. So in the English translation, we're saying praise be to Allah. Indeed, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad deeds, our own bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can guide. I bear witness there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. and Allah is the one and only, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah is not a material form. He's not anything or anyone you can see with your physical eyes or hear with your physical ears. Allah is the creator of all things that exist. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Allah is always, he always has been, always will be. And we have to believe that. We're called believers. We have to have faith. And we have to believe this, that mighty truth, that reality. And that's one of the articles of faith, is to believe in Allah, that he is the creator of all things, that he has no physical presence, that he has no beginning and no end. And we don't know how that is. We live in the material world. We're made by Allah, and we're made out of the material world, nature. And our father Adam was inspired with Allah's divine spirit. And so that's the beginning of humankind. That's the beginning of humankind. Everything else was, you know, just physical nature. And we thank Allah that he gave us this opportunity to win his favor. So let us not question things that for us can never be explained. Allah says he cannot be described. He cannot be comprehended beyond what he reveals and has revealed to mankind. There's a verse in the Quran that says if there were people in the past, there were people in the past who did excessive questioning. They had too many questions. And they were the type of people who had the type of mentality where if things couldn't be explained to them or they couldn't understand it in their own way of understanding things, then they, Allah said in the Quran, they lost their faith because of that excessive questioning and having that idea that to see it, they have to hear it, they have to touch it, or they won't believe in it, or it's not real. Well, they lost their faith as a result of that. But I'm here to tell you, brothers and sisters, that we have to have maximum faith because we are severely being tested in the world today by Satan and his imps, his children, as Prophet Jesus, peace be upon them, called them, his followers, his associates, those who are attached to him, and they get great material advancement as a result of following the devil, their father. Jesus said that, peace be upon him, said that you're like your father, the devil. He was a liar and a murderer from the beginning, and the things he did, ye would do also. He said that the children of Israel, that's who they were. At that time, they were calling themselves Jews, and they call themselves Jews now. And Jesus was one of them. Allah sent him to preach to them, teach them and order them back to the righteous path that some of them had been on. But Allah says in the Quran that most of them are perverted transgressors. And they must have been exactly that during the time of Jesus 2,000 years ago, because that's what he said to them, that you're cursed, that you're vipers. He called them hypocrites. And especially the leaders among them. And there's a verse in the Quran that says, why don't the rabbis and the judges, the doctors of law, they call them, the legal law, you know, they're the judges, and they manipulate. Allah said, but why don't the rabbis and the doctors of law lead the people into the right way? Why don't they forbid them from wrong behavior, shameful speech, and whatnot? And they did not do that then. Jesus put a curse on them. David had cursed them before Jesus, 1,000 years or so before that. So it's been just years and years of curses and punishments and scorn for them. And even today, you watch the media, which the children of Israel control, and the judges. They don't. The laws in this society will eat you up, especially the people that they, in their warped minds, hate. Obviously, they hate justice for people of African descent or anybody they consider to be weak and a slave or something. And when you watch the media, you'll see how the children of Africa, or the people with the black skin, so-called black skin, my skin's brown. Most African skin is brown, but they call us the black people. But you should call yourself a human being, because Allah says in the Holy Quran that the children of Israel will change words from their right times and places. And so they get us to call each other dog, stud, heifer, all that, animals, you know, and beasts and all that stuff. So you should see yourself as how Allah sees you. You are created by Allah. You belong to Allah. These are things I'm telling you that's in the Holy Quran that you should definitely study. You should study and feed your human self, your invisible self, your spiritual, your mental, your moral, your reason, and all these good things. You should feed the Holy Quran to the invisible. Knowledge is invisible. Understanding is invisible. Wisdom is invisible. Reason is invisible. But all those spiritual and invisible realities have great impact on your life, have great impact on the material world. Reason, you know, truth, these invisible things, understanding, I think the previous scripture in the Bible says, of all you're getting, get an understanding. These things run the material world, and they keep you centered. They keep you in balance. They keep you in reality. They keep you in the real reality. So if we see ourselves as servants of Allah, and we study his word in the Holy Quran, and we follow his words in the Holy Quran, all we're going to do is get stronger and stronger and stronger. And I warn people about being down on themselves. The society, Satan, wants you to be down on yourself. And his statement is that he would prove that he could make us ungrateful to Allah. Now, Allah's given us good sense, and then we're going to condemn that good sense by saying, oh, I made a mistake. Oh, I'm in the wrong. Oh, I committed a sin. Oh, I'm no good. Oh, we get all depressed, and we get all stressed out, and we get all worried. And that's how Satan tricks you. His agents come to you, his son's children come to you, and they say, well, try some drugs. You'll feel better. Drink this alcohol. You'll feel better. Go get you some cigarettes. You'll feel better. Go get involved in the craziness of the society. It tricks all these people. They try to make us ungrateful for our dignified, upright, clean, honest, pure human dignity, human stature. They try to make us ashamed of ourselves and ungrateful for what Allah is doing for us by making us righteous. Allah made us righteous. Every baby's born righteous. Every baby's born clean. Every baby's born Muslim, surrendering to the Creator that made it. But the society wants us to be down on ourselves and get weak, and then they sell us, they make money off of selling us their idea of what they want us to do. And they want you to use the drugs. They want you to wear the crazy clothes. They want you to be involved in all kinds of shameful behavior so you'll be weak and you'll be so confused you won't know what to reach and take into your life, consume. So the next thing you know, you're eating wrong, you're dressing wrong, you're acting wrong, you're talking wrong. Let's help people curse so much and call each other horrible names. Profanity has basically become the language of the day in this society. Worse than the animal names of stud and heifer and all that. Dog. Hey, what's up, dog? Tell them I'm not a dog. I'm a human being, brother, and you are too. You just got to get the knowledge of your value and understanding of your value, your worth. Get to understanding what you should be doing with your time, what you should be doing with your life. Look at children of Israel with their warped media. They're steadily lying to us. They're steadily trying to give us these warped and corrupt and filthy, slimy identities and they tell you it's natural to be a homosexual. It is not. A man and a man cannot bring forth another generation. A woman with a woman cannot bring forth another generation. Sure, I know you got school teachers, you got coaches, you got judges, and lawyers, and doctors, and by the way, a psychiatrist. I was talking to a psychiatrist today, and he had told me some things, but anyway, he said he called me, but he did not call me. And I didn't call me, and he started going into this thing, trying to throw hocus pocus on me, you know. I just sat there and listened to him, but I want the doctors to know, the scientists to know, the wizards to know, the jinns to know, the devil himself to know. You cannot fool a Muslim. I went back through my phone records, and I saw that he was lying. And he tried to cover up the lie, tried to confuse the lie. And that's what they do. So talking about just the doctor, this is what the children of Israel earn their money on. That's what Satan tries to win his war against mankind and try to show that he is okay for him to be disobedient to Allah and to come at us, to attack us, and to try to show that he is right, he is correct, when he says that he can take us from Allah or get us to be ungrateful to Allah or make us fail. Allah says, go ahead with your scheme, your plan then. He said, whoever follows you, hell will I seal with them. So brothers and sisters, don't listen to the people of the life of this world and what they're talking about. Study what the messengers of Allah are talking about. Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the prayers of peace be upon him, what he brought. And he brought us what he believed in. And what he believed in was what Allah gave him, the Holy Quran, and the understanding that he got from the Holy Quran. The understanding that he got, the processing that the Quran did on his life that made him be able to be the best human being that ever lived. He's called Khair Mursaleen, which means not only is he the best human being, but he is better than even the other messengers, like Moses, Jesus, Abraham, Adam, Noah, David, Solomon, Jonah, John the Baptist, any of them, all of them, Jacob, his son, Yusuf. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, he was more successful than all of these men. But I'm here to tell you and remind you, brothers and sisters, Muslims, do not reject any of these men. All of the messengers are accepted by the Muslims, and we follow the purity that Allah gave to them. But Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, was the best of all of them. He had the best mission, the best success out of all of them, Musa, any of them. So we thank Allah for guiding us and making us Muslims. Brothers and sisters, don't give yourself to what they're talking about on TV. You only hear in one side of the story. You know that the children of Israel own the media, control the media, influence the media, create a media that is so prejudiced and biased. It embraces the devil's children and friends, anybody who promotes his way, and they rip apart anybody who questions them. First thing out their mouth is, you anti-Semitic. First thing out their mouth. But they talk about everybody else. They tear down the leaders of everybody else, make fun of the leaders, make fun of anybody who's trying to do righteous. I've seen the little talk shows, and it was in the news too, but the comedy show, they making fun of Dr. King, they making fun of Malcolm, they making fun of anybody that's trying to do right, give you good sense. So really, they're making fun of reality. They're making fun of truth. But Esau, alayhi salam, Jesus, he said only the truth can make you free. And we know that. Allah says he has made the heavens and the earth creation out of nothing else but truth. The whole creation is made out of nothing else but truth. But here comes the liar, Satan, by refusing to obey Allah. So he made himself into a devil. Allah didn't make him a devil. He made himself into a devil. But Allah cursed him, and so he became a devil. Brothers and sisters, we don't want to follow the children of Israel. They lie. And I know there's other people who do terrible things in the world. I'm not taking sides. Wrong is wrong, and right is right. Halal means something that is permissible by Allah. Haram means something that is not permissible by Allah. It's forbidden. They're not doing what Allah orders them to do. Allah didn't send Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam with a revelation of kill everybody. He sent him with the revelation of read, understand, accept what Allah, understand and accept into yourself what Allah is teaching. And what Allah sent us was his word. Even the old scripture says, in the Bible, it says, first there was the word, and the word became flesh. That's what happened to Adam, isn't it? Allah's word, the word became the flesh on earth in the form of a prophet called Adam. When Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of the peace be upon him, was called to be a messenger of Allah, there was Allah's word that made him into the messenger of Allah, able to warn all mankind against wrong, inviting them to all that is good and forbidding what is evil or what's wrong. There's a verse in the Quran that deals with that. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. That you, believers, it was talking to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam first. He was the first one to receive that word. Listen, every word that you read in the Holy Quran, the Arabic Quran, are the words that came to Prophet Muhammad's mind first, came to his heart, his life first. He spoke them first. Now we're trying to learn them. That's what I want you to understand. This is no ordinary information that you see or some man-made publication that you're looking at when you look at a page or words in the Holy Quran. Those are the Creator's own words. He sent those words to Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. You'll notice that some of the words, if you read the Bible, are in the Bible too. But these words is all, Allah says that this is all that is necessary for us as mankind. He sent us the completed book. All that is necessary is a compilation and completion and a correction on anything that came before it that needs to be changed. It does without, it puts out or puts away anything that is not necessary anymore. That's what the Holy Quran is. So we have everything we need, brothers and sisters, as far as somebody talking to us. Who better to talk to you than the Creator of the heavens and the earth? He spoke these words to Prophet Muhammad, the prayer and the peace be upon him, and that's what we have. Inshallah, we got everybody.
I beg your pardon?
Stay on the line, please. Don't hang up.
Walaikum assalam. Am I too late?
Stay on the line, please.
Okay.
We're in Juma right now.
Okay.
Thank you. Alhamdulillah. So all of what the Prophet, peace be upon him,
okay,
was given.
Sister.
All of, excuse me, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, please stay on the line. We're on the radio. We can't talk.
Okay.
Thank you. What Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad, the prayers, the peace be upon him. What Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad, that's what we have. So when you read the Holy Quran, don't think it's just an ordinary publication. It is not. The Holy Quran are the words of the Creator given to mankind. The words of the Creator given to mankind. I hope I didn't hang up on anybody, and I hope anybody who called, who was hung up on will call back, inshallah. I'm going to keep an eye on the screen here. So may Allah bless all of us, brothers and sisters, to read and understand what's in the Holy Quran. Take it into our invisible selves as protection against the lies that are being put against us in the society. Shaitan is working very hard. He's given us only him and his
cult, him and his cult. He's only giving us their side of the story, and they're totally blacking out anything that anybody else has to say. And the reason that this is important is because in order for your mind to be healthy, you must feed on truth, not on lies. You must feed on something that makes sense, not something that's just one-sided and being used against you to program you, to brainwash you, to slap your mind around. And I hope everybody understands what I'm talking about. So as Muslims, in order to be protected, Allah gave us the Quran. That's why Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, was so successful, because he lived Allah's truth that was given to him in the Holy Quran. And as I just mentioned, study the Holy Quran. We're studying what Allah gave to Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him. We have received it now from him. And his living, how to live those words, his understanding of those words, following the rules of those words, following the laws of those words, so that he became so successful that he's the number one leader, judge, prophet on the planet. It's called Khairul Mursaleen. He's the number one. There are other prophets, but Muhammad is the best out of all of them. Khairul Mursaleen means he's the best out of all of the messengers that Allah sent. Brothers and sisters, this is our Jummah, and we as Muslims are in a battle with the devil. Allah is using us to prove that we're stronger than the devil. Because Allah says in the Quran that the devil's schemes are weak. His strategies are weak. His games are weak. We live by the truth of the creator of the heavens and the earth. That's what we need to read more and more of in the Holy Quran so that we'll have all the answers. It says, La yatunika bi mathalin illa jiknaka bilhaqi wa asana tafsira. It says that there is no question or concern that could be asked that has that except that Allah reveals the truth of it and the best way of explaining it. That's what that verse means. So let us be that way. Let us get that truth in the Holy Quran so that we are fully protected, like a suit of armor. Let us be fully protected. It doesn't ever break. Allah says that that rope that he gives to us doesn't break. His truth does not fail. There's no doubt in that knowledge. It says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي هُرَى الْمُتَقِينَ. This is the book. In it is guidance sure to those who have real faith, who have faith. And if you only have the faith, the brother that's on the radio now, that's on the line now, we were talking about it last week. If you just have the Bible says it and the Quran says it. If you just have the faith of a mustard seed, the Prophet said, told us this, that if you just had the faith of a mustard seed, you will enter into paradise. If you just have a little faith, you will enter into paradise. That's what the Quran is guiding us to so that we can be strong. You make a mistake or you commit a sin, it could be a terrible sin. Don't run around telling everybody. We're not confessors, or we get in a little box and start telling everybody our business, and they end up calling the cops on you or the Internal Revenue or somebody. Keep your mouth shut. Only thing you need to come out your mouth is calling people to Allah. Call them to Allah. Call the people to the worship of Al-Islam. All we need to do is take in that knowledge so we'll have the answers. So that when any question comes up, we'll say, I'm not going to follow what the world says about this concern. I'm going to follow what Allah says about it. Then I know I'm safe. Because what? Because you seek refuge in Allah through his words, through believing in him. You seek refuge with Allah through believing Allah and believing his messenger. And Allah says, the Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, said, if you hold on to the book of Allah and the sunnah of his prophet, Muhammad, if you hold on to my sunnah, his sunnah, he said, you'll never go astray. That's the promise of Allah. That's why we keep lasting and lasting and lasting. Devil keep trying to wipe us out, but we keep lasting. Our friends and family members die, but we keep lasting. We die too, going to the paradise. Keep believing in Allah, you go to the paradise. The angels will take you up out of your grave and you'll be near to Allah based on your deeds. Allah has a scale. Not only does he have a scale, but he's observing your behavior. Quran says he's looking at you. One of his attributes is not only does he see you, al-Basir, but he also is looking at you. Allah sees you. He hears you. He knows you. So Allah has several attributes that deal with his powers, his divine powers. Father, he's all-powerful. Al-Qawi, he's strong. Al-Mateen, he does not break or cannot get shaken up. It has to do with his mightiness. Brothers and sisters, let us realize what this gift, this what Allah has given us, this treasure that we have, this gift that he has given us of a way of life that cannot be destroyed by any other way of life, because any other way of life that people have chosen for themselves is weaker than what Allah has given us. It's beneath what Allah has given us. It has blindness in it, defects in it, problems, doubts. But Allah says the religion of Al-Islam, our culture, our faith, our people, we don't live like that. We want the things that are clean, the things that are pure. We want honesty. We want dignity, integrity. We want trustworthiness. Our prophet was called the one who is trustworthy. A man out of all the people in the world, you could trust most out of all the people in the world. The trustworthy one. He was called that before he even became a prophet, because everybody in his hometown trusted him so much that they would leave their most valuable things with him to watch them whenever they went on a trip or a vacation or something. Brothers and sisters, let us never, ever, ever put ourselves underneath the children of Israel. I'm telling you that point blank. Never put yourself beneath the Jews. Never put yourself even beneath the Christians, even though Allah says on the Day of Judgment, Prophet Muhammad and Jesus, peace be upon him, peace be upon them both, that they'll be standing together like two fingers, like your first and second finger are close to each other and touching each other. The Quran says that the people nearest to you in faith are the Christians. The people nearest to you in faith are the Christians. But it says that the people that are furthest from you in faith and the most wicked are the polytheists, those who are pagans, worship anything. Worship anything. You know, some people worship feet. He got a mental problem called a syndrome. Phallic symbols and stuff. They worship feet. They smell your feet. Some other people creep around in the backyards and smell panties and just steal women's panties and stuff. Some other people, they got homosexual problems. They can't see anything except through perverted vision and sight. Yeah. There's some crazy people in the world. Some people worship dogs. They kiss dogs all in the mouth. Dog was in the store today. I said, I hope the dog don't wet on nobody. I actually said the word pee. Then they started thinking about it. Because they don't realize dogs are nasty. But here they are kissing them in the mouth. The dog gets sick. They take him to the vet, maybe spend a couple of $3,000, $4,000, $20,000, operations on the dog, get insurance on the dog. But do they care about their neighbor? No. Might run over you in the street, but they're not running over many dogs out of these dogs. They think they run everything. But instead of calling the human being a human being and the dog a dog, they're calling people dogs. So I'm not a dog. I'm a human being. Brothers and sisters, let us wake up and be alive as Muslims. The best name for you is Muslim. The best name for you is Muslim, one who surrenders to what Allah wants us to surrender to. Be a believer, a strong Muslim, one who is learned, one who has got enough knowledge he can teach others. If you bring people to Al-Islam, you get a huge reward. You get rewards like a martyr. It says that the learned person, the scholar, is ink. His ink is holier than the blood of the martyr who gave his life to protect
life, to protect the religion, to protect the name of righteousness and honor, dignity. Let us be righteous. Let us prefer that. We don't want the pain and the harm of going through trips with people. Pain, harm, shame. Don't ever see yourself beneath the Jews. I don't care what they say. Oh, you anti-Semitic. Okay, I'm anti-Semitic then. All right, okay. You think I'm anti-Semitic. I don't even know you because most of the time you hide. Allah says of the wrongdoers, the jinn, the Satan, his followers, it says that they, you can't see them because they're watching you from a position where you can't see them. They're always hiding and sneaking around trying to collapse and bring down, collapse the honor of mankind, bring down the integrity, the honor, the dignity, the stability, bring down the wealth. First thing they go for is your money. Because they have programmed the people to think that money is a god. Money ain't no god. Don't ever put yourself beneath the Jews. Allah commands you. Allah says most of them are perverted transgressors. Allah says in the Holy Quran, they are people who change things from their right times and places. In other words, they'll lie to you about the history or the event of something. They'll lie to you. They'll trick you. They'll say they called you and they didn't, and it don't matter if they're a doctor, a lawyer, a scientist, a judge. They're wicked wrongdoers. That's how they keep making it in the material world, by lying to the people that they want to make into their slaves. They don't see you as equal with them. No way. They don't treat their own people like that. You see how they value their people so much. And don't value your people. They'll kill 10,000 of you, 20,000 of you. They'll wipe out all of you before they'll give up on their plots, their plans, their schemes, and their club, their special club, their special syndicate, their special cults of Shaitan, trying to get people to make deals with them. Well, the children of Satan courses his. His blood courses through their veins. Their jinns, too. His idea about what he wants to do with the mankind and the earth is devious. It's wicked. It's evil. And he will use his ideas, teach them through his schools of evil thought, teach them all the plots and schemes. They'll be the actors, the directors. They're the reporters. They're the guys who give the commentary in the news, the news anchors. They're the schemers. They're the spies. They're the evil ones. And they spy on you. Allah tells you right in the Holy Quran. Will you believe it? Allah says they watch you from a position where you can't see them. And from those positions, they attack you. They lie on you. They'll tell the whole world through their newspapers, through their internet. They'll tell the whole world through their news, through their movies. That's why they're all actors. That's why they're singers. They'll have somebody sing the worst stuff to you. They'll have somebody in your family talk stuff that your family never talks. That's what they're doing to your race. They'll have people, and you say, "Now I know." Granny will say, "I know I didn't hear him say that." Yes, you did, Granny, because the devil has gotten a hold of your grandchildren and your neighbors and stuff, and is making them, giving them guns and drugs and making them slaughter each other, enslave each other, making them hated by the world. The whole world looks at them and say, "Oh, they're nothing. They're devils. They're wicked." And it's not you. And the devil on TV, he gets his commentators to put you on the news. Every time you do something bad, he puts you on the news as the devil, the beast, the animal. You're an animal. And he'll have the ones that made you into an animal, ones that made you be in this country, made you, scattered you around the world, who stole you and kidnapped you, raped you and murdered you, turned you into a homosexual. He'll have them laugh at you and blame you when they're the ones that caused you to be like that.
Satan and his children. Jesus said that the children of the devil, and you know Jesus is supposed to be the one that loves everybody, but he is known as the one that called them the children of the devil, and they hated him. If you look up how do Jews feel about Jesus, just Google it, okay? And don't be sitting there like you don't have nothing to do. Save your mind. That's what your primary job is. I know you want to save money, but if you don't have your mind, I think Scripture says a fool and his money are soon separated. So you better save your mind so that if you get out of money, you can use your mind to go get some more money, if that's what you think is the biggest and the most important thing in the world is the money. But, yeah, they teach you how to make money and tell you that the little shiny rocks and gold and silver is the thing to be worshipped. No, no, no. Obey Allah, and Allah will give you a mind that will be above their mind, even though they think they got the highest mind. Never put yourself below the churches or the cathedrals or they had a song one time when I was little, and it was a cartoon. And they say, don't listen to the devil in the white nightgown. Don't listen to the devil in the white nightgown. And I said, dang, man. After I got older, I said, he was talking about Muslims. They ain't talking about no Muslims in no white nightgown. The one with the power in the white nightgown, the one with the power in the white nightgown on the earth is the Pope. And that's the devil telling his followers, I don't care how religious you think the Pope is, do not listen to him because we got a religion that's higher than his. We got a way of life that's higher than his. We got a ruthlessness that will put the Pope to shame. And they do because it's the ancient, wizard, wicked followers of Satan who put the false religion of idol worship and worshiping races and worshiping white people or saying white people are their prophets and angels and things and the heaven is up in the white sky. There, though, the ancient wicked wizard Jews are the ones who put that together for the Roman people. And, you know, the Romans, they were just statue worshippers, and they only believed in their might, their ability for their armies to go and conquer other countries and peoples and kill them and control them and enslave them. But they time of Jesus, the Jews received Jesus' teaching, but they didn't receive it. Jesus came to them, I'm trying to say, but they didn't receive his teachings. There's a verse in the Bible that says he came to them, but they received him not. He sent the word to them, but they received it not, something to that effect. And so the real teachings of Jesus did not get to the Roman people, the white people of Europe. The false teachings with Jesus' name on it, see, if you got media, you got printing press, you got pamphlets, you got sayers and scribes, you got writers, you got book writers, you got people who can make things seem one way when it's really not that way. So Jesus didn't teach the Romans religion. It's the ancient Jews and people like Paul who distributed so-called religion to the Romans, the white people, and that's where the Roman Catholic Church was conceived and came about and is still existing. If you went to the Pope and asked him, if you asked most Christians, who are God's chosen people? The Christians themselves will say, they won't say we are because we received Jesus' teachings. They'll say the Jews are God's chosen people. Now, how do the Jews manipulate them into that? Because they run the media, and they can change their books. They can change their words. They can change their preaching. And the next thing you know, the priest or the preacher or the whoever is teaching the multitude of white people and anybody that they control, like they've been controlling the Africans and the Indians and other people, they can make that word from the Europeans that was given to them by the ancient Jews go into those people, and they be believing it too. You go to the average black person who says he's a Christian, and he'll die for Christianity, and it's really not the teachings of Jesus, almost at all. Very little. Brothers and sisters, thank Allah for being a Muslim, because you don't have to suffer hundreds of more years under people who let you know that they hate you, but at the same time, you're trying to be them. You're trying to be their religion. You're trying to think you're going to go into their so-called heaven when you die. They don't want to split this world with you. They don't want to split the stuff in society with you, but they're constantly trying to make you think that if you just be good and turn the other cheek and be sweet, you're really a great Christian. They deny you. They let drug dealers come across that border, and they let the alcohol makers make all the alcohol and cigarettes they want to poison you with. You run into that poison, suck it all up, and you think you're getting somewhere when really you're just destroying yourself. As a disenfranchised people, as a so-called enslaved people, as a people who are really hurting in society, you have no right to be sucking on some drugs, drinking alcohol, acting crazy, becoming homosexuals, getting abortions. You have no right to do that, brothers and sisters, because you're suffering to how the devil can do you. He can trick you and blind your eyes. Allah says, Yuriduna li yutfi u nurullahi bi afwahihi. The media blows with their mouth. In other words, they spread publications, they spread information, they spread doctrine, they spread lies that make you that make all your sense, all your reasoning go out of your head. All the truth get dark for you. You don't have no truth. You're not living by no truth in this society as I see it. And you know you're not. You know you're in want. You know they're trying to get rid of you as fast as possible and let other people cross that border fast, 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 and you see your area, you see your resources, you see your opportunities shrinking, 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 and you're too crazy to say, you know what, I may be suffering, but I'm not going to let you make me suffer anymore. I'm going to boycott you. I'm going to get off of these drugs. I'm going to not kill my own people with your guns. I'm not going to be acting like an enemy against God. I'm not going to be acting like a devil in my own society against my own people, my own family. I know family members that hate each other, won't act right for nothing in the world, even as we have suffered over 500 years. You think the Jews will let you make them suffer 500 years? You think the Caucasian that they call the white-skinned devil man, you think that you make him suffer for 500 years? I call him devil man because he's still doing devil acts and letting letting the Jews run his laws for him. Don't you know the biggest lawyers and judges and politicians in this society are Jews? The biggest media people in this society are Jews. Yuriduna li yutfi'u nurullahi bi'afwahihim. They're blowing with their mouth. They're writing down laws. They're blowing with their mouth. They're pronouncing by writing up stuff that you're supposed to live. Don't you know when the slaves tried to get away, they would always write some more laws and some more ways for you to get trapped and not be able to get away? Brothers and sisters, I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Because if I had a 50 million man army, that's why they killed people like Malcolm and Dr. King, because they were getting through to people. They would stop talking about all that love and hugging and stuff, and it was pointing out the devils. It was actually showing you how the devil used various methods to destroy us. He was showing you. They were showing you that. And the devil said, Malcolm was pulling too much light, too much covers off of him. I don't need you to stand up and be scared and running for your life because you pull a cover off the devil. But at least have that knowledge inside yourself by reading the Holy Quran that you can see all the schemes of the devil coming at you, and you really understand how them stealing political power and financial power. But you shouldn't let nobody kill your faith in Allah, your faith power, and your willingness to be a good person, moral with moral excellence. Allah says he don't care about how many sins you got. He got forgiveness bigger than that. He's got forgiveness greater than any sin you can commit. The only sin you commit and you kill yourself with is if you turn on Allah, you turn away from Allah, you walk away from Allah, you stop having faith in Allah, you stop worshiping Allah, you're going to fail. You're going to crash and burn. Brothers and sisters, I wish you so much success.
I pray for your success. May Allah have mercy on all of us and forgive us our sins. May Allah bless those who are ill and get them back on their feet and give them strength in their heart and their mind and in their soul. May Allah bless those who are psychologically injured to get their minds back and study the Holy Quran so they can live the way Allah wants a human mind to live. May Allah bless those who have passed on and those who are being murdered and kidnapped and molested. May Allah bless them to get back, bless them in their graves, and bless them to get back on their feet, those who are being assaulted. Get back on their feet, get their life back, and go in, and if they suffer death, let them be accepted into paradise and all their sins forgiven, and Allah have mercy upon them. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go into the second part of the talk. Don't hang up. And we'll get started in just one moment. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khair mursaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, it's so good to talk to you, I'm telling you. And I'm telling you that it's all of our jobs to admonish each other and to warn each other against these evils and to be as clear in our speech because we have a clear mind of the Quran and know what we're talking about. Recite to them what Allah has said in the Quran. Recite the Quran and ask Allah to guide you and help you and guide your speech. And ask Allah to strengthen you and give you the heart and the mind, the guts to say what is right and do what is right. Do not fear this society. Do not fear. Allah says you have his help while they have none. You have Allah's help while they have none. You need to understand that. You need to understand that Allah has appointed angels to guard you. You need to understand that you're not going to walk through the life of this world without any hurt, without any harm, without losing anything, without losing any wealth, without losing any relatives, without losing any property. You have to understand that this is nothing but a test. We have a scale that we live by, and you need to pile as many good deeds, good sayings, good thinking, good truth on the verses of the Quran, good behavior, charity, prayers. You need to give fasting. You need to give as much good on that, get as much good on that scale as you possibly can, and avoid evil, avoid wrong, avoid sins, avoid mistakes. Allah will bless you. Allah loves you. Allah is not the old Nordic Viking nonsense God and old Roman Greek foolishness. You do a wrong and he throw a boat at you and curse you and you're going to be in hell forever and you should always worry that you're no good and you got a curse on you forever and you should always realize that you're part of the demon people and all that foolishness. Still live like that in this society today. That's why Jesus told his people 2,000 years ago, he told his disciples, the closest ones to him, he said, you're going to have to renounce the world. He said, you're going to have to turn away from this world. If you really want to follow me, he said, I'm talking to all of you. This is in the book of John, you know, I believe. He said, I'm talking to all of you. And then when they heard Jesus saying certain things, they started, not the disciples, the children of Israel, the Jews, the head Jews, they told the people, gather up your rocks, get rocks, because they was going to kill him. And that's in John 10, verse 30, I believe it starts at 30, 31, like in there. You'll see it. If you pick up Google your phone right now, if you Google your phone or if you look in the encyclopedia and look up, how do the Jews treat Jesus? How do they think about Jesus? What respect do they show Jesus? You'll come as close to none, N-O-N-E, as you possibly could because they don't see him as holy. They don't see him as a
Muslims respect Jesus. If I hear a Muslim telling somebody he hates Jesus, he don't like Jesus, he thinks Jesus is false and all that, I'll say, brother, you got it all wrong. If you say that about Jesus, if you say that about Moses, if you say that about Abraham, if you say that about David, if you say that about Yusuf, if you say that about Solomon, even if you say that about Jonah, the one who ran away from his duty, you would be wrong to condemn those messengers of Allah. You cannot get into Allah's favor or into paradise saying that you don't want to accept the messengers of Allah when that is actually an article of our faith. You have to respect the Quran, all the books, even the Bible. You have to respect those books. If the Bible is what, if you see in the Bible what the Quran says, what you've read in the Quran, then you accept what the Quran says, and you'll know that that Bible verse is either true, or it's off, or it's been twisted and turned and lied and put in there as a lie by the children of Israel who are in charge of the media. They're the book printers. They're the book writers. They're the movie makers. They write all the comedy and the jokes. They're the ones making fun of everybody. I don't care how righteous you are, if they don't like you, they're going to turn you into looking like a fool before your people and before your society. They'll make the men hate the women and the women hate the men. What is homosexuality but some kind of a twisted perversion statement by a man that says, I don't need no woman, I don't want no woman. And some people, they'll see you, you might be an older person or you might be somebody who's just a little bit, kind of walk kind of sissified, turn women against you or turn the people against you. And you have a woman, she might have big old muscles and big old shoulders or something. She's still a female, but this society makes fun of people and laugh at people, makes jokes out of people when they want to. Then they can turn around and tell you, well, okay, all the fat girls now are in. And they make everything in. They make clothes in. They make clothes out. They make all that. They have been running societies and all the things that make money in society, all of the things that you need to cover yourself, all of the things you need to eat, all of the things that you need to move around in, transportation. They want to control these centers of production and power. The money in the banks, the banking. Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm leaving them out. The banking, the stock markets, the all the merchandising. They want brothers and sisters. Who controls that? Ask yourself the question. If you look up who is the manager, who is the owner, who are the investors in this big business, every single time, not every single time, but 99% of the time, which is almost 100%, you'll see that it is the Jewish firm. You'll see that it's the Jewish people. You'll see it's somebody born in Hungary, Russia, all over the place. Brothers and sisters?
Father, you don't eat?
Brothers and sisters, be wise.
Yes.
Be wise. Don't answer the phone. That's coming in on this line, and I apologize for that. But it'll be gone in a second because I never answer them. They're salespeople. This time of the year when they're trying to get insurance, get the seniors especially to buy the insurance. But brothers and sisters, the banking industry is corrupt. They don't lend money to people who can't pay them, who they think can't pay them back. If they lend money to people that they think can't pay them back, they charge high interest. And you buy a house for so many thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you end up paying them back $1 million because they're all interest, people of interest. And Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and peace be upon him, he warned the Muslims. Do not, and the Quran says it, do not be people who ask for interest or chase people for interest, chasing them so that they never catch up on their debt. That's what that interest thing is about. Brothers and sisters, we're going to go. We ask Allah to guide us and help us and have mercy upon all of our people, strengthen us, let us keep our faith. Don't be afraid in this society. Everyone will face debt. It says in the Holy Quran that everybody will have a taste of death, will face death. So don't worry about death. Just be as productive in your life as you can. Do as well as you can. Don't be afraid to say the devil is cursed. Don't be afraid to say his children are cursed. If they call you anti-Semitic, say, well, if you think so, maybe I am anti-Semitic.
But, you know, sometimes you have to tell the devil a big old, I don't want to say it. I'm not going to say it at Juma, but sometimes you have to tell him a big old F, you know what I mean, and wish him hell, all the hell he deserves, and his followers. We're not slaves. Slavery is over. We Muslims are declaring today and every day that slavery is over. One man under another man, or one people under another people, with drugs, with intimidation, with lies, with superstition, with false religion, with whatever it is, slavery is over. But we will always obey the creator of the heavens and the earth, whose proper name is Allah. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless each and every one of us. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. That means, surely Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. O you who believe, do you likewise, and give him a respectable. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala alayhi Muhammad. Kama salli ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim. Innaka hamidu majid. Allahumma barak alayhi Muhammad wa ala alayhi Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim. Fil alamin innaka hamidu majid. That means, O Allah, exalt Muhammad and his followers, his family and followers, as you did exalt Abraham and his family and followers. And O Allah, bless Muhammad and his family and followers, as you did bless Abraham and his family and followers. For surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yunin waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes, and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything that we may have done that transgressed our duty. Blot out our sins and establish our feet firmly, and give us strength against those who stand against faith. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhabannar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of hellfire. Amen. Aqim as-salat.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya al-salah, hayya al-salah, hayya al-falah, hayya al-falah. Qad kamal al-salah, qad kamal al-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadan Rasulullah. This is a Salat al-Jumu'ah, and the Salat al-Jumu'ah has two rak'ahs, or two units of prayer, and we already did the two units of the teaching, the khutbah. So we're going to make the Salat al-Jumu'ah now, the two prayer. Allahu Akbar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا آمن أهل الكتاب إلا كان خير لكم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سمي الله لمن أمن الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم رات الذين أنمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من عدم الخير والناس. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الحمد لله. تكبير الله أكبر. تكبير الله أكبر. تكبير الله أكبر. تكبير means to everybody, you're telling everybody to say God is greater and more important than anything. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. I made an error and I didn't finish something I was saying. I was saying that Allah says that you are to invite all that is to all that is good, forbid all that is wrong, and believe in Allah. That's what kuntum khayra ummatin ukrijat lil nas means. That maruna bil ma'rufi wa tanhauna 'anil munkari. It means to that you are the best people. You are the best of people brought forth for the benefit of all of mankind, inviting to all that is good and forbidding all that is evil, believing and believing in Allah. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, thank you for joining us. May Allah bless us. I hope and pray that the recording, the radio and everything came out properly, that Blog Talk Radio offers us, and appreciate the help of Imam Amin Muhammad and all of his staff and all of the brothers and sisters who call in from Northern California, Georgia, and also Southern California, the desert area. And may Allah bless each and every one of you and your family. Stay sharp. Allah says you are the best of people. You have to realize that, because this society, it can't wait to tell you you're nothing, no good, you're a slave, you're nothing. You're an animal, you're a freak, anything. It got songs to tell you to be a freak. Freak out, freak out. So be careful, brothers and sisters, with your mind. Give your mind to Allah. You'll have not the kind of problems that you get from the world. Everybody's going to have some problems. Allah going to test them. So don't worry. Just keep up your faith. Keep up your prayers. Keep up your charity. Keep up your fasting. And keep up your hajj, your struggle to do what's right, no matter where you are on earth. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and thank you so much.